everybody, and welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the Series podcast, hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
Hopefully you're hearing this okay and you don't have audio issues like we did last week. So sorry about that, everyone. I fixed it as soon as I possibly could.
It's okay. It worked out.
I got it up at like 3:30 in the morning after my Lindsay concert. Before we dive into sadness, what have you been up to?
Not much. I also saw Lindsay.
Big slay.
No, just work.
Same
I've
here,
honestly just been
honestly
emo this whole week, this whole past week.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw Lindsay on Friday. Fun time. Hung out with Janae and Courtney. That was so fun. Hi, y'all, if you're listening.
Slay.
We made a TikTok. Did you see our TikTok to Adrian's song?
I did. I cannot wait for Adrian's music.
Yes. So excited. But yeah, saw Lindsay, got some Rainforest Cafe on Friday. Was so excited.
Your fave.
No, I didn't tell you. That picture that I sent you of... the one that I sent you and the one I put on my story of the two of us laughing, this one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I got my Rainforest Cafe, and Lindsay said, I saw that! And, like, we started dying.
If you guys don't know who we're talking about, stream Lindsay Lomas.
Yes, stream the Universe EP by Lindsay Lomas, please. She's an icon. She's so sweet. She's the best. I got to see her hometown show. It was so cute. So many of her childhood friends were there. And also, Lily, her drummer.
I saw that.
Nashville was her hometown show. So there were, like, a lot of family and friends there for both of them. It was super cute.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know Lily was from there, too.
Mm-hmm. It was really sweet. But, yeah, so... In other news, we got the School Spirits renewal last week before our finale episode came out. That was fun. That was cool.
Yeah. That was a high.
That was a high.
And then it went low.
And then we went down to a very, very low. I don't know how to get into this.
Okay. So... High School Musical, the musical, the series, is ending with season 4.
Which we suspected.
Honestly, we suspected it. I would say we suspected it since D23. Because the whole, like, they're doing HSM3. Like, we totally brought it up back then. I don't know if we did on the pod, but we definitely did with ourselves.
We said, like, max they would go to 5, but we said we didn't even really see that happening.
Yeah. So, when did the news drop? Thursday? No.
Wednesday, because I was working a double for my coworker.
Okay, yeah, Wednesday. So I remember it dropped, and I had so many plans to, like, do my to-do list that day. I had it literally written out. I did absolutely nothing that day because it just took over my body.
I was supposed to get my tattoo finished that day. And my artist...
Oh, yeah.
...had something come up and she couldn't do it. So my, like, manager asked me if I could stay and work for somebody else that wasn't coming into work that day. And I was like, oh, sure. The news came out. And I was just like, I don't want to go back for a second shift.
No. So the news came out. Season 4 is, as you all know, premiering August 9th on Disney Plus. We were told it was the final season, but the worst part for us, at least, and I think everyone else, is that they're all dropping at once.
I think everybody... kind of has the same opinion on that.
Yeah. Like, you mean to tell me that we are not getting our weekly episodes and that we get them all. We get all of our fave comfort characters back one day, for a day. And literally lose them the same day. Come on.
I just feel like if you have a show that's this popular and has had weekly episodes up to this point, like, why not end it that way? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, we have some theories. We've discussed it with some of you, but I don't think we have any power to change what's happening, so.
No, I know a lot of people are saying to, like, message the Disney Plus, like, chat request thing. I just don't see it. I feel like they're not going to go back on it now. It's not going to change.
But you know what? We'll handle it.
You know what, guys? There is an upside, though. Because Lauren and I get to watch the whole season together.
That's a pretty big upside, I think.
I think that's going to be fun, is being able to watch the whole thing together. It's going to feel like one long movie.
Okay, don't get us wrong, though. The day and the day after it came out, it's been a while, so we've come to terms with it. But we were not okay for those first 2 days.
If you guys could have seen us in that FaceTime call, I'm being so serious. We looked like shells of a human.
Yeah.
Like, we looked like in pieces. There were so many moments, y'all, I'm not even exaggerating, that we were just sitting on the call in silence, just looking at each other. Like, what do we do?
Yeah. And then I just, that day, everyone was asking us, like, what are you going to do about the pod? And we were like, I don't know.
No, like, multiple of y'all DMing us, like, asking if the pod was over, asking if we were still gonna, like, I was, like, in my car crying. Because I was just like, I don't want to imagine all of this coming to an end. So I can't answer your question right now.
I think we've come to the conclusion, though. So our plan is, as you know, we're going to be together. So the night it comes out, we're going to binge. We're going to record our reactions together.
We're going to do the best we can to record our reactions together.
Yes, yes. And live tweet. We're gonna see how that goes. But we're definitely going to do that because it's going to be way too hard for us to be online and not get spoiled.
Yeah, I feel like people don't realize that because we're still going to cover the episodes weekly, as we always do. Mm-hmm. And there were people that told us to wait and, like, hold out. I feel like y'all don't understand that we physically would not be able to go on to any form of social media without getting something spoiled. So, like, it's literally just not feasibly possible.
But when you think about it, when we did season one,
it's not feasible.
We had already seen it.
Yeah.
So it's, we're still going to treat it as well as we can, have, like, the way we've been the last few seasons.
And it'll be more fresh than season one was, even when we covered season one, because we started in January. And the show, show ended in, like, December or something, so we didn't start for, like, a month or so, like, after the show was over.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
It's still going to be fun. And even whenever we did our episodes for 2 and 3, like, we weren't recording the episodes as we were watching it for the first time. Like, we watched the episodes, what, 2-3 times before we even do our podcast episodes on them. The only thing that's going to be different is, like, we know what's coming
next. We're going to know the ending. Yeah. But, you know, that might bring a new light on the pod. We'll see.
Yeah, no, 100%. You guys will just have to be more diligent in the way that you send in your opinions and things. And just send them specific to the episode that we're covering.
So, don't worry, we are going to do weekly episodes for each episode. So we're going to have 8 episodes for the season. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Brenda, it will not be a 10-hour episode.
No, I think I would, one, lose my voice, two, lose my mind editing that. So.
Yeah. That would be so bad for you for editing.
I would not do well. I already don't know how I'm going to edit the, like, reaction videos and stuff.
I know.
Maybe we'll bring back the Patreon for those also, if y'all want, like, unedited versions of them.
Ooh, I better watch my mouth. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
Liv announced her second album today.
She did. We are recording on Monday of this week. So, Guts was announced. Listen, I love you, Liv, but I hate that word.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it definitely wasn't Guts.
Like, maybe if it was Spill Your Guts, that kind of takes it away. But just Guts? In just all caps? The word.
I will say,
I'm excited though.
I almost prefer the cover that the person made on Twitter where they used red as a background color. I thought it looked really cool.
She's a purple girl. She's a grimace girl.
Do we think Liv got the grimace birthday shake?
Heck yeah.
It's her brand.
All day, every day.
But yes, we have our flights to LA booked. We're going to be in LA a few days before the season comes out, a few days after. So,
you want us to do.
It's honestly so much sooner than it feels like.
Oh, yeah. Including this episode, there's six of our episodes until season 4 comes out.
When you texted me that, I was like, no way, it's just 6. No way.
It's gonna fly by.
No, especially with me doing stuff for this Friday and next Friday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be busy, busy, busy. I'm already tired.
Okay, well, I know, me too. That's why I'm kind of hyper right now because I'm drinking coffee out of my Grimace cup.
Oh my gosh, Grimace birthday shake.
If you didn't read the title of this episode, we're gonna go over the promo pics that came out for season 4 and then the little teaser trailer we got. So let's start with the people promo pics, since that came out first.
Mm-hmm. We got one of them on the little, like, drama room bleachers or whatever, which was very similar to the one that we already had whenever they announced all the OGs that were coming back. It was kind of almost the same as that, just without the OGs in the picture.
I feel like we can deduct that the OGs are talking to the kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And that's why, like, Gina and Ashley.
And Tim's behind the background. Behind the camera.
Tim's in this season, actually.
Yeah. That's, like, so meta if Tim's in this season.
Oh my god, I would laugh.
Shiny. We have Barbie Dara.
I want him to at least have, like, a cameo.
Me too. I think he will. He has to.
I need Tim to pull, like, a Sean Levy. And
yeah.
The way Sean Levy always has just one line in everything he does.
You have to. Especially
Oprah's camera person, the doctor, sleeping in the nap pod and the internship. I feel like the only thing he hasn't done it, as far as I know. I don't think he did any of his cameos in Stranger Things. But he always does it with his...
I mean, you would know better than me.
He always does it with his movies. I love Sean Levy, y'all. I love that man. We have the end of show graduation hands up bow photo.
I just love Courtney and Sharpay.
Oh, absolutely.
She will be the reason I'll be alive for the eight Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I was going to say for the 8 weeks of the show. It is literally going to be one day. Oh, my God. That was not even planned, y'all.
I just hate that, like that makes me so sad that we're not even going to have, like, the anticipation of, like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see Courtney and Sharpay, blah, 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 because we're just watching it all at one time.
And then we have the Rena puppies.
The Rena puppies photo. Precious.
What is happening? What is happening?
I think that's, okay, so they have a song there that I think Cozy wrote. Because Cozy put it on her story, that picture with like an eyeball emoji or something. And I was like, ooh. Then we have Mom and Dad, Corbin and Mo.
Monique and Corbin. Cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
They look amazing.
So excited that Mo got a chance to have like a hair redemption.
Seriously.
And actually.
I was just going to say that.
Actually have her hair treated properly and well. So Period. Thank God for that.
Then Terset.
Oh my God, the Terset picture is so. Dude, Ashlyn's like super, super long hair. I'm living for it. Also, like, all of Dara's hairstyles so far look so good. I'm pumped. I'm gonna be so excited once I see her in that bob. Ugh. The like, she's got, like, a Zendaya short hair moment going on.
Yes.
I'm so ready. But we've got the Seblos picture, and it cracks me up. I love the nod in the Seblos picture that you can see the Gaston props in the background.
In the back, yep.
The Gaston's Tavern props. Love that.
And then, of course, Ricky in the hat.
Ricky in the Thanksgiving hat. Oh, my God.
Broke the internet.
World stop. Love it.
Okay,
love
and
it,
then just, it, like, it. In the people interview, Tim was saying, okay, he was talking about how they chose HSM3 as a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one, that had to be coming. But two, he also says that it paralleled a lot of the storylines. I quote, they're literally graduating. Troy and Gabriella have these stories about being potentially pulled apart by circumstance and by growing up. And that's exactly what Ricky and Gina are going through.
Points were
Troyella.
Made.
What else? Oh, he said that it's a real return to the original season. This is literally what we've been begging for.
What we've been begging for. I'm so excited to hear that that's how it's all getting wrapped up, is they're really going mm-hmm. back to their roots.
Because we always bring it back to that.
It really
that first
feels
season
like
was just something else.
It's gonna, it feels like it's gonna close at the open. Like, it's all gonna come full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle.
He also said that it's so meta. It's like Inception with jazz hands at this point. I think there are Easter eggs in every episode. Okay, so that's going to be fun to, like, really dive into, I think.
Yeah. I'm sad it's all dropping at once, but I am excited that you and I, like, I tweeted the other day, I am excited that you and I really get to finish this journey how we started it and watch it all wrap up together. Because, I mean, like, you, me, and Alondra would watch the episodes on FaceTime every week anyway, but just, like, being together in person to watch them.
Yeah. It'll be different in a good way.
Yeah. A good different.
A good different. And then just, like, the OGs coming back. Corbin, Mo, Casey, Lucas, Bart, and Allison Reed.
Where is that at on here? Oh.
No, it's just, like.
Did you take notes on it? I didn't.
Oh, I did.
Oh.
I thought that's what we were supposed to take notes on this week.
Oh, I didn't take notes on it. I thought we were just going to discuss.
We could just discuss.
Well, you talk
I'll
about
read through
your
my notes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you read through your notes and then I'll, like, I know what you're talking about. So
just jump in. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so, like, it starts with Mr. Bart Johnson, Coach Bolton, announcing High School Musical for the reunion. I was wondering why we're still having the musical in the gym. Have they not fixed the theater?
It's not.
It's in the gym.
No, it's not.
Did they just build the... No, I swear. Or at, no. at least... There's no, a shot in the teaser.
Then maybe they're... Maybe they're rehearsing in the gym.
Yeah, but maybe like, it's something else.
I
maybe
swear this else. Is in the... In the theater, right?
No, I think it's in the gym. Open the trailer. Open the teaser. It's literally one of the first shots.
Well, maybe it's because they're using the
maybe auditorium. It's like for the movie.
Maybe they're using the auditorium, yeah, for the movie. Like, that's why we have the shot of Gina.
Yeah. Miss Jen stressed. Is back. We have confirmed Carlos is Ryan, Ashlyn's Kelsey, Ricky's Troy, Gina's Gabby, and Courtney Sharpay.
Okay, no, not the Gabby. No. We're not pulling this again. We're not doing this.
We're not pulling an EJ?
No.
In the background, though, of that photo of them at the end of the musical, like in the grad gowns, you have EJ and Mr. Mazzara on stage in the back. I want to know why.
Yeah, literally for what reason? EJ looks like he's in like a black shirt. Like, I don't know, maybe he was doing
like crew?
Lighting or something. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like, I think Tim heard our cries for two seasons of us asking who the heck played Kelsey.
He and did, like, and we got it.
And we finally got it. But now I want to know who's playing Zeke, because it's a whole...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole plot line in the third movie, Zeke and Sharpay going to prom together and stuff.
One of the background extras during, this is jumping ahead, but while they're in the read-through, has a Martha Cox, name tag on the desk. So we need a Zeke.
Maybe we will get a Zeke. Yes.
Maybe it's Caden.
Oh my God. Slay. No, stuck in a book.
Caden, we love you.
Caden, so we love Nicole. You. Caden, can you sell me a house?
And then we have Corbin, Mo, Lucas, and Casey having a number. It's to a crowd we can see. I assume it's an original. It has to be.
I know a lot of people were like, why does Ricky look so mad that they're announcing this movie?
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like he was just trying to, like, very Troy-like, just trying to have, like, a chill senior year. And now he's like, and now we got this.
He's like, oh, my goodness.
Like, now we've got this movie going on, and I'm going to, that's what everybody's going to be talking about. Okay, I want to know, question, did Ricky have any friends aside from Big Red prior to joining theater? Because we never see him. We see him in the first season whenever he's, like, at the skate park with other people. But, like,
yeah,
we never see him interact with anyone else. I feel like with Gina, we're going to see her interact with, like, outside people on the cheer squad. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought about that today. I was like, other friends? Yeah.
Ashlyn be breaking her back. They got everyone dancing this season.
They were killing it, honestly.
Just hearing High School Musical in the background during the teaser.
No, I can't.
That was hard.
Yeah, when High School Musical started playing, my fight or flight kicked in. I was like, I can't go through this again.
No. I still have no words about D23. I don't feel like we were there.
No. My brain can't process it. And I know when that song starts playing in the series, I'm going to break down.
When I was taking notes on this earlier, I texted Ivy that I was literally tearing up. But one, yeah, I'm emotional about it. But two, I started PMSing, so that explains a lot of it for me, if you know me. But anyways, I was choked up a bit.
It's what really got me whenever we got the announcement was y'all asking what was going to happen with the podcast. It wasn't even the show coming to end. It was thinking about us not talking about the show on the podcast anymore that was getting me.
And then we get one of the cute Rena scenes when they're in the hallway, when Ricky's like dressed like my grandpa and then Gina's in like this super cute like cheer costume that I'm definitely recreating for the next D23. Ever. Yeah, you have to hold me to it. I'm wearing that costume.
Listen, bring back Y2K midriff like cheer uniforms because they're always so slay. Yes. And why did we stop? I mean, I know why we stopped making them because there's like uniform requirements or whatever now, but they're so much better.
They are. The engage sign, that's obviously like just part of the school, but it's just so the placement. Was that Tim? What was that?
Foreshadowing.
Okay, and then. So did Jet and Maddox just hop off the plane at LAX? Because they have their bags.
Duffel bags.
With the luggage tags. But I'm like, I hope they flew Southwest. Because that means they paid $30 each for that tiny duffel bag to check in.
No way. No way. This is why I fly Southwest. Listen.
Yeah.
I know Southwest has had some issues in the past.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we all have issues.
But, you know, I will still proceed to pay the money for Southwest over $30 each way for a bag.
Yeah, Southwest gives you 2 free check bags. This is not sponsored, but we would love a sponsorship.
Yes, Southwest, if you're listening, slay. Thank you for the leg room, actually, because a lot of airlines do not have a decent amount of leg room. So thank you for the leg room. Thank you
for the cranberry juice.
Thank you for the legroom. Thank you for the cranberry juice. Thank you for the free texting on board.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag ad, I wish.
Hashtag ad. Hashtag spawn. What do we think about the whole, like, Carlos is a skater, Ashlyn's a goth, Court's like a duck, and Ricky's a nerd?
What was Courtney's face?
I don't know. I don't know, but she looked cute.
Courtney's gonna audition with. Well, the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man, "Run in the stand, hey." But it's Dara doing it in like a piano ballad, like
a ballad,
like got any groove?
I saw some people saying that this was who they're playing in the movie. So yeah. They're playing, like...
I mean, I don't know why else...
Exaggerate. Yeah.
They'd be doing that.
There's a... Caitlin directing that shot of Matt and Soph.
Yeah. I'm excited to see Matt's character.
Me too.
I don't know
much about him, but... Yeah.
He's funny when he plays a himbo. I could tell you that.
You know I love a himbo. We have the It's Just Getting Started title page, and I need that song so bad.
It's just getting started. I was listening to that the other day. Guys, plug. I have a playlist on Spotify called High School Musical Cinematic Universe, and it's got all the movies and all of the series, and Just Getting Started came on the other day, and I was feeling nostalgic.
I love that song. I remember...
Oh, good.
What was
oh,
that show called? Mm-hmm. The reality show?
It was like, get your something in the picture.
I think it's called Get in the Picture.
Get in the Picture.
Not get your face in the picture. That's me at Disneyland when I'm taking a film photo.
Hold on. Get in the Picture contest.
I think it's Get in the Picture. Watch us be totally wrong. Are we wrong?
High School Musical, get in the picture.
Okay.
God, I feel so old. A reality-based TV series which debuted July 20th, 2008.
Oh my God. Stop.
Oh my God.
Hey, I was tuned in though. I am tuned in to that show.
50 years old. Oh my God. Shout out to Stan though.
Shout out to Stan. What, Stan Carrizosa or something?
Yeah. Shout out to Stan. Hope he's doing well, actually.
Hope he's doing well. Hope he's in HSMTMTS season 4.
He was not in Pitch Perfect.
What? Who was he in Pitch Perfect?
He has Pitch Perfect on his IMDb. He was on the soundtrack for some song called Get You Off, apparently.
Oh.
And he was in one episode of...
Troublemaker?
No. Wow. Slay, Stan.
He was in an episode of what?
Of The Adventures of Long Black and Fast Eddie.
Oh. Silence.
Good for you, Stan.
Then Courtney. Good for you, Stan. Courtney says, this changes everything. I assume that's like maybe in her flashback episode.
Oh my gosh, yeah, let's talk about the flashback episodes. Like, what does Tim have?
Someone
up
asked
his
us
sleeve?
That, so we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I love Dara in that crown, though.
Yes.
She's my princess.
Absolutely.
And then the Rena Smiley, I'm pretty sure it's when they're rehearsing Can I Have This Dance?
Oh my God. I want, like, a. You know how, like, Can I Have This Dance? Is it... It's, like, the reprise of Can I Have This Dance whenever it's, like, flashing from them...
And when they're at Stanford.
At Stanford to, like, them at school, like, at prom. Mm-hmm. I want that with this, like, because you can see they're rehearsing it. And I want it to flash between them, like, rehearsing it to, like... I don't know, some, like, romance.
Stop.
Like, them up on top of the school or something.
Stop! Stop. I'm gonna cry.
No, same.
And then I'm about to quote Elton John, but he says, there is nothing in this world like high school, and I promise you, you will never meet another family like the Wildcats.
No.
What has this man seen? Like, what has he gone through?
In the... 5 months that he's been in college.
Seriously, is he even in college?
Also,
like, did Ricky go visit him or what?
Also, to anyone in high school watching this, please don't think that that's like your peak.
Yeah.
Because when people said things like that to me when I was in high school, I was like, there is no way this is as good as it gets. And I will tell you, I was right, because I've done some pretty cool freaking stuff after being out of high school. So, don't
and
think
when
that
you think about it in the grand
all.
Scheme of things, high school is so young.
It is. It's like, literally, like, you're not even a quarter of, like, your life expectancy yet.
No. Do the math. And then we have Matt and Gina dancing again. And then we have a literal 1 second of Kylie, that she's slaying.
The split second.
She has to be Tiara Gold.
That's
what I'm thinking. Right? And then we have the cafeteria number that everyone's saying is Halloween. I heard some people thinking it's Scream, though.
Everybody looks like zombies and stuff, but then there's Jet wearing the clown costume that Chad wears. In the third movie.
Like, so it's like, too on point to that costume for it to, like, it's not just the clown. It's literally the Chad clown costume.
The Chad clown, like, it split down the middle. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I think a Halloween original would be fun. They're gonna do the Glee mashup, the off with your head. No.
They're gonna do Calling All the Monsters.
Oh my god.
Imagine.
Oh my god, slay. Imagine Joshua Bassett. Tonight all the monsters come
to Tim, I know you're listening. You have time to put it in.
You still have time.
We have that shot of them, of Gina slaying in the green skirt and then Ashlyn in the cheetah jumpsuit. And then you have Ricky fighting for his life in the back. But
he's doing his best.
The HSM jump, they finally get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Then your favorite at the end, Ricky saying, "Let's get this starty part in."
See, I said they were gonna end it with some little. I thought it was gonna be a Carlos joke, like the end of the first one. But
yeah,
I appreciate the starty parted.
The lifeguard Ricky, we have a. Once again, Mr. Caden, in whatever gladiator costume that is. And who tweeted that video of who was that?
Of what? Of Caden?
Yeah. Was that Katie or was,
oh, who,
was
that Tempe? The nose stuck in a book. I think it was Lainey.
Oh yeah. I just died when I saw that, and I can't. I think every time I see Caden, listen, we love you.
No, stick it up. The head nod.
Caden, babe.
Caden, babes, we actually do love you. Like, we've been following you since
we've stan Caden since the beginning. It was just the timing.
Literally, our season one episodes, we talk about Caden so much. No,
it was just okay. If you don't know what we're talking about, in this teaser, there was a screenshot of Caden like shirtless in his gladiator costume, and someone just tweeted it, and then someone quote tweeted it.
Hold on, I'm joking.
Him in season two singing at his house. It was, okay. That's so. We should make merch.
I'm gonna start.
Okay, we have to move on. We have to move on. Stop. Turn it off. Oh shit. Oh, sorry.
Oh my god.
Crying. Okay, stop. I'm sweating. Oh god. Okay.
Oh, Katie replied to it. That's what got you thinking.
Oh, okay.
Katie said, like, he ate.
Yeah. Half of these people aren't gonna know what the heck we're talking about. Kaden,
we appreciate you so much.
Kaden, we really do love you. And so does Nicole. Please slide in her DMs.
Please follow Nicole, Kaden.
Okay. Oh, I need to roll my sleeves up.
Oh my god.
Okay. Let's just jump into freaking Mads. Okay. Can you please read it?
Okay. Mads said, oh, I gotta pull it back up. Mads said, Rina, 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 and Rina with puppies, what if I cried? Same. As I am right now.
As I'm crying right now.
As I'm currently in tears. Okay, Matt said, how likely do you think that is that we'll get cameos from Ashley Tisdale, Zach, and Vanessa? I need it.
You read it wrong. Okay,
see, we're...
Ashley Tisdale.
Ashley Tisdale. Actually, okay, I feel like Ashley would be definitely the most, like, I feel like expected out of the three, though. Well, not expected, but I feel like she'd be more realistic than the other two.
Yes, but, realistic's the right word.
But Lauren and I are theorizing that all of the episodes are dropping at once because either Zach and or Vanessa are in the season.
Yeah, so bookmark this episode and we will return to see if we were right.
And Maddie also said, Ricky getting the lead in every season. Yeah, he's the it boy. I feel like we all thought that wasn't going to happen, but I mean, here we are.
I mean, he is Troy.
He is Troy.
Chloe said, what do you think the timeline of the season is? Because Dara said that it picks up where season 3 ended, but the OGs are there for their 15th year anniversary, which would be 2021. And didn't Tim say something about seeing Ricky graduate? So would 8 episodes be covering the entire school year?
Well, do we know how far in advance was the premiere at the end of season 3? It was 2 months, they said? 2 months ahead?
I think.
So that would put it in, like, let's say summer camp was July. So that would mean they're picking up in, like, September.
Well, yeah. Don't you usually start school in September?
Oh, our school started, like, beginning of August. There were actually a couple years that started, like, a couple days before July was over.
Oh, but okay. Well, I started in September.
I was going to say, yeah, like, I know Western schools start later than mine did, though.
So that could be true. I mean, are they doing... Did they ever say if they're doing this for the fall or the spring musical? We're never told, huh?
I don't think they said, no.
I would assume then, if it's fall, they're gonna do, like, a jump to their graduation. But it might be the whole school year.
Maybe, yeah. I feel like if the episodes are long enough, they could pull that off.
I mean, we at least know it's... We're getting a Halloween episode, so... Mm-hmm.
So that's October.
It could check out to being a fall musical still, but...
I don't think so, because I feel like that would mean they had...
To film the whole movie.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like it'll probably be spring musical. Because I feel like spring musical would... make more sense with, like, how stressed Ricky and Gina are about the future because, like, the year's about to end or whatever.
That's true. That's a good point.
Sarah said, if you could only have to pick one Troyella duet for Rena, which one would it be? Can I have the stance?
See, my number one has always been Right Here, Right Now, which I think we discussed in our... I know.
I always kind of thought that song was a snooze fest, I'm not going to lie.
I know. We talked about this before, but
I appreciate it more now that I'm older, but it's still not my favorite.
I get it. See, I think because I always root for, like, the underdog, and yeah, obviously everyone, including me, loves Can I Have This Dance? But there was just something about Right Here, Right Now for me.
I have Can I Have This Dance on my wedding playlist.
I'm not surprised.
Sarah said, which OG cast member are you most excited to see in season 4? I would say Corbin, but I mean, we got Corbin last season.
We already saw him.
So I'm really excited to see Mo.
Me too. Mo for me.
I'm excited to see how they have Mo act because, like, yeah, we know Corbin's, like, this, like, over-the-top, like, dramatic version of Corbin Blue. So I'm excited to see how they have, like, Monique portrayed.
Same. Because when Lucas was on, he was...
He was a figment of Miss Jen's imagination. So it was just, yeah, it was just Lucas. Do you think the fame of the documentary is going to affect Rena's relationship? I'm hoping, and in my mind, if anything, I want them to think it's, like, funny. Like, I want people, I want people, like, that go to the school to, like, ship Rena and be like, oh my god, like, Ricky, Gina, you're so cute. Like, we just, like, you just look so cute together, blah, blah, and they, like, think it's funny.
I hope. Sarah also, it's not in here because she asked us today, but she asked us if we think Rena is going to last, like, through the season. And we talked about this, I think, on live.
There's no way that they would work up 3 seasons worth of this relationship to have them, like, break up in an 8-episode final season. I feel like this being the final season really does solidify that Rena's endgame, because I just really feel like it would be such a waste of plot and kind of pointless for them to work 3 seasons up to this relationship and then just, like, throw it away.
I agree. And maybe it'll be left open-ended depending on where they end the show, but I don't think they're going to have a whole, like, breakup arc.
Yeah, no. Sarah said, we see a clip on the teaser of Mac and Gina, who are apparently playing love interests in the HSM4 movie. So my question is, do you guys think that's going to cause some issue between Ricky and Gina, like Ricky getting jealous or something like that? I feel like what we've been saying, I just feel like it would be such a waste for them to all of a sudden, like, have them have relationship problems when they just got together.
Yeah. At the because same time,
I feel like when you compare it to, like, Portwell having relationship problems when they just got together, Ricky was always a pre-existing factor. But in this case, like, I feel like Gina worked so hard and was, like, fixated on Ricky for years, and Ricky's, like, had this thing with Gina for years to the point that I don't think either of them are just all of a sudden gonna like someone else.
Yeah. You never know. They might just be showing us that in the teaser to throw us off course.
To divert your attention.
Emily asked, do you think they will have a set future or career path for a lot of the characters? And what do you think each will be? The ones graduating, at least. I hope that we'll get a little glimpse of the future.
Do we think Courtney's gonna stick with makeup?
I think so. Or, like, fashion school.
Or fashion design, since she went to the premiere in, like, a dress that she designed.
Yeah.
Carlos? I don't know. I feel like Ricky's gonna be the big one, because Ricky has...
literally parallel Troy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Ricky really has, like, a Troy story arc going on of, like, he fits multiple molds. And truthfully, aside from theater and skateboarding, like, we don't really know what Ricky's interested in.
Yeah. I mean, Tim was right when he said that they all have very similar parallels to the characters in the movie.
Yeah. Well, Carlos isn't graduating, so you said Carlos.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Ricky, Big Red, Courtney, just those three.
Is that it?
Yeah. Seb, Carlos, Gina,
Ashlyn,
they're all in the same grade.
Dang. I got a refresh on their ages. All I know is EJ is not in school anymore.
Nope.
And then Emily also said, what HSM thought? What thong, HSM
thong,
song?
Thong, thong, thong.
What HSM songs do you think will be in the audition scene versus the musical versus rehearsal or other? Ooh, audition scene. Okay, side note, I was listening to the HSM3 soundtrack today, and, like, how are they going to be as iconic as Now or Never? Like, how are they going to reach the iconery of that song? Like, listen, I love HSM-TMTS, but I do not know how they're going to do that justice.
There's something about going to the theater in 2009. I want to say nine. There's something about going to that theater for the first... Eight, yeah. Something about walking into that theater in 2008 to see a franchise that made it out of Disney Channel for the first time ever, into a theatrical release. You all of a sudden see, like, how high quality the visuals are. And Zac Efron staring at you straight in the... Like, zoomed in. It was... I'm with you. Like, I don't... Like, how are you gonna get...
Yeah.
To that... I feel like, if anything, I feel like that'll be the audition song.
Really? I want it to be so full production, though.
I want it to be full production, but I feel like what other song would be the audition song from the third movie?
You're right. I know.
I feel like that's the only thing that would make sense for the audition song.
On an audition, yeah. I just love, like, the cheers in the back, the rivalry.
That's what I'm saying, because it makes me think of almost like a Bell kind of moment, where there's a lot of different people that sing in different bits in the song.
And groups.
Gives them an opportunity to... Because, we're going to have the moment of, like... I'm sure, like, everybody's going to be auditioning. Yeah, everybody's going to be auditioning. It's going to be going from this person to this person to this person, and then it's going to, like, pan to Gina, like, Troy. Yeah.
I think we should have auditioned.
I think we should have our nose stuck in a
stuck in the butt. I want to be, like, the West High cheerleader. I would audition for that.
West High Nights, hey, you would never fight. I think we should be the stoner kids from the first movie. I think you and I come in. It's hard to believe. I couldn't see. Right here,
beside me.
Or I'll be the dude from Read It and Weep, reading the lyrics on his hand. Always right there next to
the
beside
ballet dancer.
that just runs across the stage.
Yeah, let me pull out my point shoes.
I'll get my vocals. I'll be Cassandra. Looking for.
That was good.
Thanks. Simon Cowell told me that too.
Oh yeah, I was there.
Production wise, I feel like during the production they'll do I Want It All, because didn't we see it in the production in the trailer, or are we assuming it's during the production?
You don't think they're just gonna do the, like, senior spring musical? What is it called?
Oh, like the medley thing?
Yeah. What's it called on this?
It's got
like
some
senior
long
year
name.
Spring musical or something? Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they'll either...
Just Want to Be With You, I think.
If we get the graduation mix, if we're all in this together... No.
Over.
I'm out. I'm done.
I was thinking we'll get that when there's a fast forward to their actual
graduation. To the actual graduation?
Yeah.
But I kind of liked in the movie how it was, like, during the show just for the drama seniors.
Yeah, me too.
And then they had High School Musical with, like, everyone.
What if it's playing in the background of, like, the ball gown running scene?
Shut up.
I know.
Shut up.
Wait, side note, Ash wanted us to specifically talk about those pics from the teaser.
On the next Ricky's page. Jacket on Gina?
Yeah.
As they're running out, I'll cry right now.
I mean, it obviously has to be doc related, right?
Are we gonna get like a, you know how like at the end of The Office how they like showed bits of the doc? Are we gonna get that? I really hope so.
My question was like, because Ricky's recording, is he recording behind the scenes like Zach did?
Zach Cam.
The Zach Cam?
I would love.
What song do you think we'll get in rehearsal? Like how we got like Gaston in rehearsal?
Well, the clip from, it looked like Can I Have This Dance in rehearsal. Yeah. And then maybe,
I want a full out version of that. What about A Night to Remember, though?
I was going
to
say, will we get A Night to Remember for rehearsal? I'm assuming
that, I see that as rehearsal.
I'm assuming we'll get that as a rehearsal number because it was episode, like, what, six? It was an episode that wasn't the last one. So I'm assuming that'll be the week that, like, they're covering that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Lily said Gina in the cheerleader fits. And also Mazzy is back.
Mazzy.
We miss Mazzy. Yeah, I need those cheerleader fits.
Literally both of them. So cute.
Yeah. One day at D23, I'll do the white. The other day, I'll do the red.
Oh my gosh, you and I can alternate.
Wait, stop. That'd be cute. Or we can, like, just we one day. To. Just be both.
We need to, yes.
Yeah, okay. Settled.
Monty said cheerleader Gina and nerd Ricky. Absolutely. And Chantel said, what songs do you want to hear? Literally the entire third movie soundtrack, except maybe Walk Away. Because I just
don't know where they would put that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how it would fit. Because, again, with, like, Ricky and Gina's relationship building up all this time, I don't think it would make sense for them to have, like, Gina be leaving again or something. Ooh, or are they going to have, like, I feel like if we get Walk Away, like, maybe that could be one that we get, like, during the production.
Like a short.
A small bit of Gina doing it during the production.
Yeah. Because I don't really know how.
And then we get Ricky, like, off on the side, like, being all, like, proud.
Yeah. Rena said Jet and Maddox being back.
Yes!
Thank goodness.
DuneFan22 said, do you think that we're in for a cliffhanger season ending, or do you think we'll actually get a satisfying conclusion to the series that we all love? And as well as Emily saying, do you think we will get closure at the end, or do you think it will be open-ended? I personally feel like it's gonna get wrapped up.
I don't think we're gonna get a cliffhanger. I think if anything, it will be open-ended in the sense that we're told where they're going, but not where they end up.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's still open, but I also at the same time think that provides us with closure.
I feel like when a show gets to a point like this, you kind of have to start, unless you know you're getting renewed, you have to start finding a way to, like, semi-wrap things up at the end of a season in case something like this happens. So, and also just with the fact that it's HSM3 and they're graduating, I feel like bringing it naturally to a close after that, even if they wanted it to continue, would make sense.
Yeah, and when you think about the way Tim was talking about it, he said, like, we can't wait to share this epic fourth, like, final act with you guys, like, with mm-hmm. you all.
Yeah.
Tim knew. Yeah. So I do not think that Tim would
disappoint us,
not give us, let us down. Yeah, would not give us a conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rainey asked, what do you think the flashbacks are going to be about? There's at least two, Ricky and Courtney.
I don't know what Tim has up his sleeve. I'm nervous.
I forgot who it was, but I just remember on the timeline, someone said Courts will maybe be like when she got introduced to the drama club, and that will somehow tie to her future.
And then Ricky's is the when there was me and you.
Yeah. Bit. I don't know what that's going to be.
I don't know what that's going to be about. Tim already said Rena's watching 401 and, like, the shocked video. Like, I don't know what that man has up his sleeve.
I'm scared.
Who will play who in the musical, and how do you think they like HSM4 being filmed at their school? I mean, everybody seemed pretty excited for it, except Ricky. I also, like, don't know. I personally don't understand the logic of them filming High School Musical 4, the reunion, and Zach and Vanessa not being there.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to address that. I just thought of that.
I don't know, because I just feel like that wouldn't make sense. Like, Zach, Vanessa, or Ashley not being there to film a movie that was pretty much about their characters.
Are they going to treat it like Fuller House when they just mention...
Just mention that, like, the Olsen twins are not there?
Yeah.
Or they'll say, like, oh, Zach and Vanessa, we're doing their filming out in L.A., and we're doing this here. Or, like, I don't know.
Something like that. Dre said to talk about Emmy's first time in East High School.
I'm so excited for more Leah Mani.
Dude, that's our little sis right there.
I'm so excited for her.
Imagine, though, being a freshman at this school, and then you have all this production around you for your first year. That'd be crazy.
I would cry.
I'd be so overwhelmed.
Chloe said Ricky's style this season. I feel like we didn't get a lot of it in the trailer.
I don't know if I remember seeing a Converse.
We saw him,
sure,
like,
one in there though.
We saw him in costume a lot, but I don't think we really got much of, like, his style.
I saw him as a nerd. I think he was in a hoodie. What is he wearing here? Oh, I like that blue top in the promo photos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait, yeah. Okay, yeah. He's wearing Vans.
Oh, Vans. Back to the roots.
The switch up.
Back Lauren to season
Elizabeth
one
said
roots.
Carlos. Seriously. Lauren Elizabeth said Carlos as Ryan.
I'm excited about that. I think that'll be fun.
Me too. I'm excited for I Want It All. And Mia asks, what do you predict the new characters will be like? Like, how will they progress the plot? I really don't know.
I don't know what to think about them, because we know Mac is an actor, so I'm sure Mac's just there for, like, the movie.
The movie and maybe a little, like, drama, a little tea.
I don't know what to think about Danny.
Me neither. Oh, I don't think we know enough about her. Mm-mm. Or seen enough. She is in there for less than a second.
Literally. Ellie said, Ricky hopefully getting some therapy finally. I think he's in a good place right now. I think he's doing better.
Wait, I just remember, was it Josh who said something about how... something about the plot is crazy, and then people were speculating it's about his family? Or am I completely making that up?
No, people were thinking something about, like, Todd and Lynn something. There was a lot of talk about, like,
okay, that's what I thought.
Mike and Lynn and Todd. There was some discourse going on.
We shall see. Oh, Nicholas said the costumes in the teaser. Yeah, I have no idea what half of those are.
Dara's duck costume.
And Hannah said Big Red is so small in regards to the poster and asked why. And said, well, I so do not care about new people.
Well, because Larry's, like, what, recurring cast this season?
Yeah.
So.
Just like season 3.
Well, I feel like the new people are going to be there, like, I feel like you've got to have new people, like, to an extent, and so, like, in every, like, new season of something, there's got to be some new people coming in and out.
I agree. I just, like, I also understand how we have so many characters already. I mean, look at the poster.
That's a lot of people.
It's crowded. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so many like, we have so many questions alone just about every single character. So,
yeah.
I do hope that, this is bad to say, but, like, as much as I want to dive into new characters, I would rather wrap up
focus
our characters.
Yeah.
Adele said to talk about EJ's little beard.
I'm sorry. It makes so much sense that EJ Caswell would be the type of dude that is, like, not even out of high school for a full year and is like, high school is it makes so much sense.
Kenzie asked, will Nini make an appearance? No.
So apparently Olivia was on the episode 8 IMDb for a second and then very quickly got removed off of it.
I don't know.
But I'm suspecting no.
I don't think she will be.
I very much think probably not. SYX Livia said, what do you want to see in the actual trailer?
See, I don't want to see too much.
I don't want to see too much in the trailer. I want to maybe hear part of, like, one of their renditions of a song. Like, how the very first trailer had, like, the cast doing Stick to the Status Quo.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Maybe a little more of Danny.
Yeah.
Judy asked, do you think they knew it was the final season while filming? I think some of them knew.
Yeah. I feel like they had to assume to an extent based on the way that storylines were wrapping up, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And M said, how to deal with it ending. Ha, I'm gutted. Don't. Same.
Yeah, this is something I will not be able to answer until we're thrown into it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know how to feel about it.
I've kind of just been in and out of my feels with it.
No, same.
I don't know. I'm scared. I just feel like it's a roller coaster. Every time I think about the next, like, 2 months or 3 months.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh.
What'd you do?
I hit my elbow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's a very bittersweet feeling the way it's all coming to an end.
Yeah, and bittersweet is so cliche, but there's no other way I could
describe it. But there's no better way for me to word that. Like, Lauren and I have been doing this now for, like,
3.5 years?
3.5 years, yeah. Because we started January 2020, so. Yeah, 3.5 years, Lauren and I have been putting in the work on this podcast and, like, feel like we are an extension of the show by association.
I mean, those are our friends, man.
Literally, our BFFs.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we have to talk about. We've exhausted the teaser and the promo pics at this point. So... now we just wait. We have some... we're pretty much just going to ramp up the HSMTMTS content until we wait for the season to come out. So if you have any ideas of what you want us to do, let us know. I think we might do a rewatch of HSM3. That might be fun. Definitely the trailer. We'll have an episode about the trailer, possibly an About Us. So, again, hit us up on at Just For A Podcast. Wait, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok at Just For A Podcast. If you want to let us know what you want to hear, just answer any of our questions we ask for responses for. And don't forget that you can always DM us as well if you don't want to write in publicly.
Always. This podcast is distributed on Anchor, which is a... no. It's not. Anchor doesn't exist anymore. No. This podcast is distributed on Spotify for Podcasters, which is a podcast app where you can record and distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review wherever you're listening. That always helps us. You can use the link in the description down below to leave us voice messages. We really want to get some voice messages in for season 4. Those are super fun to listen to and hear your all thoughts on things. So use that link as well as the link in the description below to shop our merch store. Until next week, just keep manifesting for us, friends.
Please manifest like crazy.
Manifest like you have never manifested before. All right, goodbye.
Bye.